Every Monday for the last 38 weeks, we've released a brand new episode of The Science of Social Media. And during that time, my co-host Haley and I have had the incredible privilege of sharing stories from some of the best minds and brands in social media today. Names like Rand Fishkin, Marie Forleo, Jay Baer, Mari Smith, Neil Patel, NASA, The Next Web, Nat Geo, and lots more. We hope you've enjoyed listening as much as we have producing this show. And no worries, this isn't a farewell note for good, just for a week or so. While you're listening to this episode, I'm grateful to be sitting on a beach somewhere in the Mediterranean, taking a much-needed vacation, but will no doubt be thinking of you all and ways to make this show even better and more useful when we return on Monday, June 12th. Speaking of that, of course, I couldn't leave you without something social media related to ponder on this week while we're gone. And it has a lot to do with why we're taking a one-week break. See, podcasting, a lot like social media, is becoming a space where some of the best in the world are starting to share their story. Thus, the podcast production value bar, little by little, continues to be raised. What might have worked last year or even 6 months ago doesn't necessarily work today. Podcasts like S-Town, This American Life, How I Built This, Stuff You Should Know, and others top the rankings with millions of downloads every month. Even Mike Rowe has a show now, and it's fantastic. And so, when we see paradigms begin to shift, whether it's in podcasting, social media, or anything else for that matter, we must ask two very simple questions. Why and what? Why do a podcast? Why be on social media? Why would people tune in every week or follow us on Facebook? Then, what are our goals? What makes us unique? What is the true value that we provide for our audience? When the why and the what seem crystal clear, ask why and what again. As Jonah Berger writes in his book Contagious, asking these questions three or four times helps to truly dig into the emotions of things, the heart of the matter. So for example, if you asked me, why would people listen to this show? I might respond, well, because we provide useful insights for social media managers and marketers. Well, why? Well, because we ask questions that no one else does about social media. Okay. You might then ask, what makes our show unique? What value do we provide? To where I would respond with, well, we get top names and brands from different industries. Well, don't other shows have that? Yeah, but our show is different and you see my point. So here we are at a juncture where there are more amazing podcasts on air than ever before with no signs of slowing down. To stand out, to provide value, to bring back an audience, you, week after week, we have to provide a unique listening experience, one that leaves you wanting more, just like social media. Because let's face it, there are more amazing brands doing incredible things on social media than ever before in history. Well, it's short history. The game is always changing, and we must change with it. Remember, it's never too late to start from scratch, to switch it up, and go back to the drawing board. That's what we're doing right now with this show, and we hope you do too. Switch it up, that is. It's incredibly important to do so in this fast-paced industry that we call social media. Until June 12th, I'm Brian Peters, and this is The Science of Social Media, an ever-changing podcast by Buffer.